Hallelujah. May God's grace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿神的恩典与大家同在。
Thanks the Lord for guiding me. I come back safely from Australia.
那感谢神带领我，我从澳洲平安的回来。
I've been there for almost 3 weeks.
我在那里大概三个星期。
And assisting the theological student seminar for the student.
那我在那里协助神训青年神训班。
So when we were there, it was very hot. It was summer.
那在那里的时候，天气非常热。
But coming back here is winter.
但是回到这里就是又到了冬天。
But thank the Lord, no matter where we are.
但是感谢神，不管我们在哪里。
As soon as we have Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都有主耶稣基督。
Every day can be full of blessing and grace of God.
每天都是充满神的恩典。
This afternoon, our church will hold the annual general meeting.
那今天下午我们会举行信徒大会。
Part one is to elect the new church board for the year 2012 to 2014.
那第一部分就是选择出2012到14年的职务会。
Election of the new church board members is very important for the church holy work.
那选出新的职务会对教会的圣工非常的重要。
Because the church board will be leading and guiding the church and be responsible for church matters.
因为教会的职务会会带领教会，也对教会的圣工负责。
So how much development of the church work in the next 2 years really depends on the results.And the performance of the new church board.
所以教会圣工在未来两年的发展，就是在乎于新的职务会。
So according to the Bible, we can also see some very important concept of election.
那按照圣经呢，我们可以看到很多选举的很多重要的一些观念。
Of course, in the world this year, everywhere also holding election.
那当然在世界上在这个时候呢也都在选举。
But the election in the world and the election of the church is quite different.
但是世上的选举跟教会的选举非常的不一样。
So that's why this morning we would like to look at the example of the New Testament. How did the election conduct in the church in the New Testament time?
所以今天早上我们看新约圣经里面的一个例子选举是如何进行的。
First, we look at how the Lord Jesus ChristChrist select his disciples.
那首先我们看主耶稣基督如何拣选他的门徒。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
我们翻开路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6 verse 12.
路加福音第六章十二节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 12.
路加福音第六章十二节。十二节，那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告。祷告神。
Verse 13.
十三节，到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。
Here is the very first time that the Lord Jesus Christ select his disciples.
这里是主耶稣第一次拣选他的门徒。
Jesus Christ has eyesight, has spiritual eyesight, whatever he does.
那耶稣呢，做任何事情他都有属灵的眼力。
Because he knows that even though he himself is very capable.
因为他即使他知道自己非常的有能力
He's God himself come to the world.
他就是神来到世上
But in order for the work to carry on
但是工作要进行下去
One person is never enough
一个人是不够的
He need many more people to assist him
他需要更多人来帮助他
So he need to select a core group that people surround him and train them for 3 years
所以他要选出一组的人作为他一组核心人物能够帮助他
and after,
训练他们三年
and after Lord Jesus Christ go back to heaven
那当主耶稣基督升天之后
these 12 people will build a church
这十二个人就会建立起教会
so selecting 12 people among all the disciples is a very important task
所以从门徒当中选出十二位来是非常重要的一个任务
he cannot afford to make the wrong decision.
他不能做错决定。
Because if you make the wrong decision, then a church cannot be built.
因为如果做错决定，教会就无法建立。
If you choose the wrong person, the work cannot be finished.
如果选错人，工作就无法完成。
So this is to tell us one thing.
所以这告诉我们一件事。
The church is the same.
教会也是一样。
Today, choosing worker for God in God's house is the most important work matters.
今天在教会拣选圣工人员是最重要的一件事。
But if you look at how Lord Jesus Christ select the people,
那我们看耶稣是如何拣选门徒的呢
？Of course, Lord Jesus Christ, he could have just called them here and said, "Hey, you, and then you become disciple."
当然，耶稣也可以就只把他们叫到面前来说，你跟你还有你就是门徒。
But Lord Jesus Christ here give us a best example of how to choose the work of God.
但是耶稣这里给我们一个最好的例子，要如何拣选神的圣工人员。
On that day, on that time, Jesus went out.
那时候耶稣就出去。
Go to the mountain.
上山。
Why go to the mountain?
为何要上山呢
？This means he's not disturbed.
因为他就不会被打扰。
He is not influenced by any human factor.
他不会被世上的事物所干扰。
Of course, some disciple can come to ask questions or become close to him.
当然，门徒可能会进前来问问题，跟他接近。
But when he chooses the work of God,
但是当选门神的工人的时候
，he is to isolate himself from all human factor.
他必须要把自己跟这世上的一些因素隔绝。
Even though you are a good friend with me.
即使你跟我是好朋友
Even though we are very close,
即使我们很接近
But now I don't consider this.
但现在我不考虑这些
Jesus, go to the mountain.
耶稣上山去
Secondly, he pray.
第二点就是祷告
He knows that now choosing a disciple is not he himself choose a disciple.
因为他知道选门徒不是他自己选
What the most important thing is who is chosen by God.
最重要的是是谁是被神拣选的人
That's why you have to pray.
所以要祷告。
He did not just pick people according to his own thinking.
他不是依照自己的想法选出门徒来。
He have to ask the big boss up there, which is God, the Heavenly Father.
他要问在天上的父。
Who is the one you have chosen?
谁是你所拣选的人
？That's why he has to pray.
所以他要祷告。
This is one concept about church election.
那这就是我们教会选举的一个观念。
Our church election is not choosing the one that I like.
我们选举不是选我们自己喜欢的。
If you don't pray, if you just think, yeah, I think who I like, I think who can do a good job.
如果我们不祷告，只是想我喜欢哪一位，我觉得哪一位可以做得好。
But this is not what the Bible teaches.
这不是圣经教导我们的。
The Bible teaches when we choose someone, before we choose, we must pray very seriously.
圣经教导我们，当我们选出一个人来之前呢，我们要祷告。
Ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
我们要求圣灵带领我们。
So that we can make the right decision.
让我们能够做出正确的决定。
And Lord Jesus Christ, not only pray, but we pray the whole night.
主耶稣基督不止祷告，而且是整夜祷告。
Last night, I think we had a very good sleep.
那我想我们昨天晚上都睡得很好。
I don't think any one of us last night didn't sleep and pray whole night because today we're going to elect someone from the church.
我想没有人在座没有人整夜祷告是因为今天要选出负责人、
But of course Lord Jesus Christ he did that
但是耶稣却这么做
Because this work is so important
因为这件工作非常重要
I remember there was an elder told me
我记得有一位长老告诉我
In the past he was in Taiwan in charge of the pastoral department
在过去他是在台湾负责教牧的工作
And then he had to assign organize more than 100 preachers which church he goes to during the 3-year period
那在他三年的任期当中，他要负责差派超过100位传道到不同的教会去。
Every minister, every pastor have different gift.
那每一位传道跟圣职人员的恩赐都不一样。
Every church has different needs.
每个教会有不同的需求。
Every pastor, the family situation is different.
那每个传道家庭的情况都不一样。
To send them to arrange them into more than 120 churches is so more than 300 churches is very difficult job.
那要把他们差派到超过300间的教会是非常困难的工作。
How can he do this?
他怎么做到的呢
？He think by himself he never able to do this.
他想靠他自己永远都做不到。
That's why he fast and pray.
所以他禁食祷告。
Pray whole night.
整夜祷告。
In the prayer, ask God, where should I send? To whom? To which church?
在祷告中，他问谁？我应该问神，我应该把谁差派到哪间教会去
？During his prayer, he thinks.
在他祷告当中，他想
，and ask the Holy Spirit to guide him，
求圣灵带领他。
And really thank God after the whole night prayer。
那感谢神，经过整夜的祷告之后
，next morning he knows where to send who。
到早上他就知道说要把谁差派到哪里去。
And then the work just done very peacefully。
那圣工就很顺利的完成。
This to tell us，
这是告诉我们
，if we have the reliance on God，
如果我们依靠神
，God will always let us to have the right decision。
神永远会带领我们到。正确的决定。
So that's why we have to learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要从主耶稣那边学习。
Even we didn't pray whole night yesterday.
即使我们昨天没有整夜祷告。
But today we'll pray more.
但是今天我们要更加祷告。
After the lunch, before we come back for the afternoon session.
在午餐之后，我们下午聚会之前。
Try to come back to the chapel, pray earlier, prepare your heart.
我们早一点回到会堂来祷告。
Look at the name list.
我们看一下候选人的名单。
And put in your prayer.
把他们放在祷告当中。
How did the Lord Jesus Christ move you?
那看耶稣是如何的感动你。
Because we have one ballot.
因为我们只有一张选票。
This ballot is given by Lord Jesus Christ.
选票是耶稣给我们的。
We have to be responsible.
我们要负责。
And pray before we cast any vote.
我们在投票之前要祷告。
Because choosing the disciple is so important.
因为选出门徒来非常重要。
Choosing the apostle. Apostle is for them to send, for Lord Jesus Christ, send them up to work.
那他们叫作为使徒，那耶稣就要差派他们做工作。
Okay, from whom Jesus choose them?
那从哪里选出这位
？From、
这些使徒来呢
？Disciple, they choose someone to be apostle.
是从门徒当中选出使徒来。
Of course, disciple, they just follow Jesus.
那门徒就只是跟随耶稣。
But apostle, not everybody can be apostle.
但是不是每位门徒都可以做使徒
？Why?
为什么呢
？Because the demand is very high.
因为他这个工作要求很高。
It's not that he has high position.
不是说他的职位很高。
No.But rather, because he has to sacrifice a lot.
而是说做这个职位要牺牲很多。
Don't think that is a position.
不要把它想成是一个位置。
It's not a status.
它不是一个地位。
But rather, it's a suffering.
而是受苦。
Can you imagine apostles? What did they face?
你可以想象使徒面对什么吗
？Among the 12 apostles,
在十二个使徒当中
，besides Judas,
除了犹太以外
，all of them suffer for Lord Jesus Christ.
所有的人都为耶稣受苦。
All of them except John, they were executed.
除了约翰，所有的人都被杀。
They die a martyr death.
他们都
殉道。
都殉道。
Some of the hand were chopped off.
有些人被砍头。
Some got crucified on the cross.
有些人被钉十字架。
Some got burned.
有些人被烧。
Some go exile.
有些人被放逐。
All of these suffer for Lord Jesus Christ.
所有都为耶稣受苦。
So today is the same thing.
所以今天也是一样。
If we choose someone from a church to work for God,
如果我们从教会当中选作为神的工人
，we have to think, the one I'm chosen, can he or she suffer and sacrifice for Lord Jesus Christ?
我们要想，我们选出来的人，他能为耶稣受苦吗
？If he can or she can suffer for Lord Jesus Christ,
如果他可以为耶稣受苦
，Thank God, the church will grow.
那感谢神，教会就会成长。
If he cannot suffer,
如果他无法受苦
，then the church cannot grow.
那教会就无法成长。
This is the first time Lord Jesus Christ chose a disciple.
这是第一次耶稣选出使徒。
Now, after the Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
那耶稣升天之后
，And of course, Judas passed away. He killed himself because he sold Jesus Christ.
犹太自己就自杀了，因为他出卖耶稣。
So there's one empty, one vacancy among the 12 apostles.
那所以在十二个使徒当中有一个空位。
So what should they do?
那他们做什么呢
？They have to elect someone.
他们要选一个人。
But this time, Lord Jesus Christ is not among them.
但是这一次呢，耶稣却不在他们中间。
So how did they choose them?
所以他们如何选的呢
？Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
我们看《使徒行传》第一章
，verse 21，
二十一节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 21。
《使徒行传》第一章二十一节，二十一节，第一章。所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候
，continue。
二十二节就是从约翰施洗起，直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中。立一位与我们同坐耶稣复活的见证。
Now they are going to choose one to replace Judas, the traitor.
所以他们这次要选一个来代替犹大。
So how are they going to do it?
那他们要如何选呢
？Now this time Lord Jesus is not with them.
这次主耶稣不在他们中间。
But don't worry.
但不要担心。
Jesus will give them the wisdom.
耶稣会给他们智慧。
So this time they decided.
所以这次他们决定。
Now we have a set of criteria.
他们要立一个条件。
Because in order to be apostle, you have to fulfill a certain criteria.
因为要做使徒，必须要先符合一些条件。
The criteria is from the day that Jesus started preaching, he is always with Jesus.
的这个条件就是呢，一直是到。
From the day of John the Baptist, he followed Jesus already.
就是从施洗约翰起就跟随耶稣。
And until Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
直到主离开的日子。
Of course, many people follow Jesus.
那当然。很多人都跟随耶稣
，But not many fulfill this so long the time period the requirement.
但是不是每个人都跟耶稣这么久的日子
？Because in order to be apostle, you have to be the first-hand eyewitness and first-hand ear witnessing what Lord Jesus did and what said.
因为要做使徒，你必须是要亲自见证到耶稣所做所说的事情。
You cannot say I heard from someone said Jesus is like that. No, it's not powerful.
不能说我从哪里听说耶稣做这做那，这样就没有力量。
You have to see it your own eyes.
你要亲眼见到。
Heard your own by yourself.
亲耳听见。
So this is a criterion.
所以这就是条件。
So they choose. They think, oh, look at everybody. There's only two person has this criterion.
所以他们看所有的人，只有两个人符合这个条件。
Today is the same thing.
今天也是一样。
When our church want to select someone to work for God.
当教会要拣选人为神做工。
As a criterion.
有一个条件。
For example, we said according to the church regulation, those who baptize 3 years is one of the criteria.
比如我们会说，按照教会的规定，受洗三年的才符合这个条件。
Because newly baptized better be just remain learning and humble and observe more before he participates.
因为新受洗的信徒最好就是继续学习，然后能够谦卑才参加圣工。
So 3 years is a criteria.
所以三年是一个条件。
Second criteria, maybe he must receive the Holy Spirit.
第二个条件可能就是要领受圣灵。
So we set some criteria according to the Bible and then select people from inside.
所以我们按照圣经定了一些条件。
So just like the example here, they have the criteria.
就像这里的例子，他们有一些条件。
And now there are two persons select fulfill the criteria.
那这里有两个人符合条件。
Then what should they do?
那现在要怎么做呢？
Verse 23.
23节，于是选举两个人，就是那叫做巴撒巴，又称呼由士都的约瑟和马提亚。
24.
24节，众人就祷告说：主啊，你知道万人的心，求你从这两个人中指明你所拣选的是谁，叫他得这使徒的位分。这位份犹大已经丢弃，往自己的地方去了。
Now after they have the two criteria, the person who fit the criteria.
所以当他们立出两个条件
now they have to pray to God.
就选出两个人符合条件
Because both are good.
然后之后就祷告因为两个人都很好
Both fulfill the criteria.
两个人都符合条件
But they know they are not selecting by themselves.
但是他们知道他们不是自己选
They have to ask Jesus.
他们要问耶稣
Which one you have chosen?
谁是你所拣选的
It's not what I want to choose.
不是我想选谁
It's which one looks better.
而是哪一个不是哪一个看得比较好
Which one God want to choose.
而是哪一个是神所拣选的
This kind of choosing concept is the Bible is very important.
这样在圣经当中的选举的观念非常重要
Brother and sister, we have to remember.
弟兄姐妹我们要记得
Today, if the church have elected us to do something for God,
今天如果教会选举我们为神做一些工
It's not people who elect you.
不是人选你
But rather, it's God has chosen you to do something.
是神拣选你做工
This means if you accept it, you accept God.
如果你接受，就是接受神
If you reject it, you reject God.
如果你拒绝，就是拒绝神
Because according to the here, the election itself actually show that who God has chosen.
因为这里选举的结果就是显明了谁是神所拣选的
So once again, they pray.
所以他们祷告
They ask, Oh God, you know the heart of people.
他们祷告说：“主啊，你知道万人的心。”
I really like this verse. You know the heart of people.
我很喜欢这段经节。你知道万人的心。
We don't know the heart of people.
我们不知道人的心。
We only know the face of people.
我们只知道人的脸。
We only know what the outside behavior is like.
我们只知道他们外在的行为。
We don't know the heart of people.
我们不知道人的心。
But God knows the heart of people.
但是神知道人的心。
What is inside him, God knows.
神知道人内在是什么样子。
Even deep down in his heart, what God knows.
即使他心里深处，神都知道。
So they pray God, actually, we don't know much, but you decide for us.
所以他们向神祷告说，我们知道的不多，所以你为我们决定。
Show us whom you have chosen.
要请你指明谁是你所拣选的
，so that he can accept this apostleship，
叫他能得这使徒的位分。
This is a very good prayer。
这是非常好的祷告。
So today we have to do the same thing。
我们今天也要做一样事。
Pray to God。
我们要向神祷告。
God, you know the heart of people。
神，你知道万人的心。
I don't know fully。
我不全部都知道。
I can only observe。
我只能观察。
I can only have my own understanding。
我只能有自己的了解。
But let you decide。
让你来做决定。
At that time, because they still haven't received the Holy Spirit。
那个时候他们还没有得到圣灵。
So that election, they just cast a lot。
所以那次选举就是摇签。
Verse 26。
二十六节，于是众人为他们摇签，摇出马提亚来，他就和十一位使徒同列。
So that time they just cast a lot, and then two they choose one, and it's the lot fall on Matthias。
所以那次他们就只是摇签，就摇出马提亚来。
So this is the first election in the Apostolic Church。
那这一次，这个是使徒，教会的第一次选举。
But of course, before they received the Holy Spirit。
那是在他们受圣灵之前。
They cast lots。
他们是用摇签的方式。
But after they received the Holy Spirit。
但是得到圣灵之后呢
？They no need to cast lots。
不需要再摇签。
There's another time they have election。
他们还有另外一次的选举。
Let's turn to chapter 6。
我们翻到第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 1。
第六章第一节。那时门徒增多，有说希腊尼化的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Verse 2。
第二节，十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：“我们撇下神的道，去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。”
Verse 3。
第三节，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
Verse 4。
第四节，但我们要专心以祈祷。祷传道为事。
As the beginning of the church is only 12 apostles.
在 教会刚开始的时候只有12位门徒。
But when the church grow bigger,
当教会增长的时候
，there are thousands of people in the church.
教会有好几千人。
There's too much work.
太多的工作。
And they are helping every day, giving food to the widows.
那门徒也就是帮忙在每天向寡妇供给。
They're too busy.
太忙，他们很忙。
So that's why the work is not done properly.
所以工作就没有完成的很好。
And then they focus on the physical things, but they neglect preaching and maybe a prayer.
那他们专注在物质的供应上，却忽略了祷告。
So it's time for the church to move on.
所以教会应该要前进。
When the church move on, that means need more workers.
那教会要成长，就需要更多的工人。
So that's why today is the same thing.
那今天我们也是一样。
The church has preachers.
教会有传道。
Elders.
有长老。
Deacons, ministers.
有执事，还有圣工人员。
They take care of the spiritual needs of the church.
他们管理教会的属灵上的需求。
They guide the direction spiritually.
他们在属灵上做带领。
But in the church, there's so many other works to be done.
但是教会还有很多其他的工作。
That's why we need more workers to assist.
所以我们需要更多的工人来帮助。
Here is the next time what they're going to do now.
那这里就讲他们要怎么做。
Now once again, they have set up some criteria.
那再一次他们又定了一些条件。
And even today, when we choose church board or church council, we have to follow this criteria.
所以今天我们选职务会也是要遵照这些条件。
He look at what is the criteria here.
我们来看这条件是什么。
Verse 3 tells us the first criteria is he or she must have good reputation.
第三节说第一个条件就是要有好名声。
Reputation is invisible.
名声是看不见的。
But it's very important.
但是很重要。
The Bible tells us reputation just like the ointment, the fragrance.
圣经告诉我们，名声就像是香膏膏一样。
膏油啊。
膏油一样。
What does it mean, fragrance?
那膏油是什么
？Before you come, you have a fragrance. Wow, even 5 feet, 6 feet before you come, people smell. Wow, the smell is good. That person's coming.
那在你还没进来之前，大家就可以闻到你的香气。
Your reputation represents you.
你的名声就代表你。
Everybody carries some kind of reputation.
每一个人都有他们的名声。
In your workplace, if you're working, you have reputation.
在你工作的地方，你也有名声。
What will people say about you?
人会说你说什么呢？
That person take a coffee break every hour.
啊，这个人每一个小时都休息。
This is reputation.
这就是你的名声。
That person always pick the pencil, paper, bring home. This is a reputation.
这个人每次都把办公室的纸笔带回家，这就是他的名声。
That person every day he late for work. This is a reputation.
这个人每一天都迟到，这是他的名声。
But some people their reputations are very good.
但是有些人的名声很好。
Never call in sick. They always force himself to work.
永远都不会请病假，永远都会来工作。
Work so hard every day, never late.
非常努力工作，从来不迟到。
Very honest. Even one piece of paper he will not bring home.
非常诚实，即使是一张纸都不带回家。
He's not greedy.
他不贪心。
So the Bible tells us that even outside we have reputation.
所以圣经告诉我们，即使在外，我们也有名声。
And inside the church, we also have reputation.
在教会里面，我们也有名声。
Usually we don't hear it ourselves.
通常我们自己听不见。
Usually it's people passing around us. Sometimes they talk about us.
通常是我们周围的人会说我们。
Maybe sometimes it will bound best to our ear, but not always.
可能有时候会传到我们的耳里，但不是每次。
Because we are responsible for our reputation.
我们对自己的名声要负责。
Is our reputation good?
我们的名声好吗？
Is our reputation bad?
名声是坏的吗？
If you choose worker for God,
如果要选神的工人，
the Bible tells us the character is more important than the capability.
圣经告诉我们他的个性比他的能力还重要。
This is different from the world.
这跟世上不一样的。
The world asking for capability.
世上要求要有能力。
Whether you can get things done.
你能把工作完成。
Whether you have education,
你有教育。
Experience,
有经验。
Then you got hired.
那就会被受雇。
But spiritually, it's different.
但是属灵上是不一样。
The criteria, the priority, always lie on character, spirituality first.
重要的条件就是属灵的条件。
This person, does he have a good reputation?
这个人有好名声吗？
Is he always on time?
他总是准时吗？
Is he always get things done?
他总是把事情完成吗？
Is he very responsible, even small things?
他在小事上都很负责吗？
Is he honest?
他诚实吗？
Does he have love?
他有爱心吗？
This is all kind of reputation.
这些都是名声。
Now different people are famous of sometimes different things.
那每一个人的出名的地方不一样。
Some brother sister, they have reputation being responsible.
那有些弟兄姐妹的名声就是很负责。
You organize them something, they always do it properly.
你让他们做一些工作，总是会做完好。
They always come early to fulfill the job.
总是会早到来把工作完成。
They never complain.
从来不抱怨。
Even they are very humble, working some very low-profile things.
即使是做很低调的工作，也都很谦卑。
This is good reputation.
这是好的名声。
Some brothers and sisters, they have reputation of love.
那有些弟兄姐妹有很有爱心的名声。
This time I go to Melbourne, Australia.
我这次到澳洲的墨尔本。
Look at the church.
我看到你的教会。
The church really growing very fast.
教会成长得非常快。
There are almost 200 people in the church.
在教会将近有两千个信徒。
200
位信徒。
The church almost started like 20 some years ago.
教会大概20年前建立。
But the church is growing very fast.
但是成长得很快。
Usually there are only one chapel, but now they bought another chapel.
那他们本来只是有一间会堂，现在买了第二座会堂。
And then there are so many foreign students studying in Melbourne.
那里有很多的国际学生。
Of course, Melbourne is a very beautiful city.
那墨尔本是一个很美的城市。
Melbourne and Vancouver always neck to neck to be the most livable place in the world. This year they beat us. We are number two. They are number one.
那墨尔本跟温哥华都是被选为世界上最适合居住的地方，但是今年他们赢过我们，是第一名。
I look at the church.
我们看教会，我看教会。
I look at the church workers.
我看教会的圣工人员。
I can see why the church grow.
我可以看到为什么教会会成长。
They tell me because there are so many foreign students studying in the city.
那他们告诉我，因为在城市里很多国际学生。
No, the student they don't have car.
那这些学生没有车。
If they come to church, they have to take bus, take a train, and then come to church.
他们要来教会就要搭公车或者是火车。
And from the station, to the church, it's like a half an hour drive.
那从车站到教会是要开半小时。
It's not easy to take bus.
那要搭公车不容易。
But they are church worker, always go to pick them from a train station.
那教会的工作人员都永远都会去接他们。
They never complain.
从来不抱怨。
Because they know that the student already take a long journey coming to church.
因为他们知道这些学生已经花了很多时间来教会。
I have to drive to pick them.
所以要开车去接他们。
Especially the church board worker.
尤其是教会的职务会人员。
They have so much love.
他们很有爱心。
They don't afraid. Oh, I wasted gas. I waste my time sleeping. I have to get up early. They don't care. I just want to pick the children.
他们不会抱怨说浪费油钱，还要早起，还去接他们。他们。
And there's another old believer.
有一个老的信徒。
It's a Caucasian old man, 80 some years old.
有一个年长的白人的信徒。
He lived 45 minutes from church.
他住教会，离教会45分钟。
It's impossible for him to take bus or train.
那他没办法搭公车或是火车。
Every week, the church board workers, they go to take him to the church.
那每个礼拜教会的职务会的人员都会去接他来教会。
45 minutes, go, 40 minutes, come back, and then send them.
45分钟来一趟要45分钟。
I asked them, don't you feel tired?
那问他们，你不觉得累吗？
I said, doesn't matter.
他们说不重要。
Right, we have to do this.
我们一定要做。
He is our family.
他是我们的家人。
We have to go and pick him and send to the church.
我们要去接他来教会。
This is a reputation of love.
这就是有爱心的名声。
You don't feel that it's troublesome.
你不觉得麻烦？
Because you love them.
因为你爱他们。
So when we choose a church board, we have to choose someone with good reputation.
所以我们选教会职务会要选有好名声的。
Does he have love?
他有爱心吗？
Does he responsible doing holy work?
他有责任吗？
Reputation, is it holy?
那他有圣洁的名声吗？
So every good reputation, when you choose someone, they have to be something good that you can think of.
所以你拣选的人一定要有一些好名声。
So this is very important.
所以这很重要。
Especially we have to sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ.
尤其是我们要为主耶稣受苦。
Secondly, he tells us the second criteria is he must be filled with the Spirit.
那第二个条件就是被圣灵充满。
Everybody in our church, actually most of us receive the Holy Spirit.
那我们教会的信徒大部分都已经得到圣灵。
When you receive Holy Spirit, you speak in tongues.
你得圣灵就说方言。
So it's easy to see who received the Holy Spirit.
所以要看谁受圣灵非常简单。
But it's very difficult to see who is filled with the Spirit.
但是很难看出谁被圣灵充满。
Because it doesn't mean that, oh, when you pray so loud, you shake so much, and then almost hitting the people beside you, you feel the Holy Spirit.
因为不是说你祷告的时候摇动很大声就是有圣灵充满。
Doesn't mean like that.
不是这样子。
When the Bible tells us, what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit?
那圣经告诉我们被圣灵充满是什么意思？
If you look chapter 6 verse 5,
如果我们看第六章第五节。
Chapter 6 verse 8.
第八节。
Here they choose Stephen, Can you read?
第八节，施提反满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
Here tell us Stephen, he was chosen.
这里施提反被拣选。
And then he was full of the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵充满。
And when he was filled with the Holy Spirit of God,
当他被圣灵充满的时候
there's some performance, there's something happened.
就会有一些表现。
Here tell us what happened.
这里告诉我们发生了什么事。
Here tell us Stephen, when he's filled with the Holy Spirit, he's full of power.
他说施提反被圣灵充满，就蛮有能力。
He can perform miracles and wonders.
可以行奇事和神迹。
This is one of the things showing.
那这就是其中的一个表现。
And also we can look at chapter 11.
你也可以看十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Chapter 11, verse 24.
十一章二十四节。
Please read.
二十四节，这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
Here tells us Barnabas also filled with the Holy Spirit.
这里讲巴拿巴也是被圣灵充满。
But what happened when we filled the Holy Spirit?
那被圣灵充满会怎么样呢？
Full of faith.
会大有信心。
And coming back to chapter 6.
那我们回到第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 5.
第五节。
Chapter 6, verse 5.
第五节。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了施提反，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。
Oh, here tells us linking two things together.
这里把两件事连接在一起。
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
你被圣灵充满
，you feel your faith is so strong.
你的信心就会很大。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢
？How do you know whether you have good faith or not?
你怎么知道你的信心很好呢
？Of course, faith is invisible.
信心是看不见的。
But when you have deeds, you have your behavior to show you have faith.
但是你的行为可以表现出你的信心来。
So that's why we can observe.
所以我们可以观察。
Can a person have full of faith?
一个人是充满信心吗
？What is his heart towards God?
那他对神的心是怎么样
？Does he have faith toward God? What is his behavior?
他对神有信心，他的行为又如何
？You can kind of tell.
你可以看得出来。
For example, we these do things always responsible.
比如说，他做事情永远都会负责。
The attitude he treats services.
他对聚会的态度
And you can tell his faith.
你可以看出他的信心来
The way a person treat other person.
一个人对待其他人的方式
You can also tell whether he has faith.
也可以看出他有没有信心
And also Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God.
还有圣灵
The Bible tells us Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣经告诉我们圣灵是神的灵
When God fill a person.
当神充满一个人
He's full of love.
他会充满爱心
So if a person is filled with Holy Spirit.
所以如果一个人被圣灵充满
He must be always full of love.
总一定会充满爱心。
Always care about other people.
总是会关怀其他人。
Not just only I do things. I'm very capable. I'm just efficient.
不是说我就是很有能力，我做事很有效率。
But rather, he cares people more than the work itself.
而是他在乎人多过在乎他的工作。
His heart is full of God's love.
他的心充满了神的爱。
So that's why full of Holy Spirit is easy to see.
所以充满圣灵很容易就看得出来。
He's holy.
就是圣洁的。
He's full of love.
充满爱心。
He's responsible.
有责任。
And also we can look at Galatians.
你可以看加拉太书。
How can we know a person full of Holy Spirit?
我们怎么知道一个人有充满圣灵呢
？Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
加拉太书第五章二十二节。
Galatians 5:22.
加拉太书第五章二十二节。二十二节，圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
Here tells us the fruit of the spirit.
这里讲到圣灵的果子。
How do you know this tree is the apple tree?
我们怎么知道这个树是苹果树呢
？If you see a bad apple, you know it's an apple tree.
如果你看到它结苹果，就是苹果树。
How do you know that person filled the Holy Spirit?
你怎么知道一个人充满圣灵呢
？Here Bible tells us.
这里圣经告诉我们。
The first fruit is love.
果子就是仁爱。
So much love, we always want to help people.
他们有很多的爱要帮助人。
Oh, he's always joyful.
总是喜乐。
He's peaceful. Don't want to fight with people.
是和平，不想与人争吵。
He can endure. He has so much patience.
他很有耐心，可以忍耐。
He's so kind. He's so good.
他很恩慈良善。
He's faithful. Whatever he promised people, promise God, he will always do it.
他非常信实，他向人所应所答应的都会实现。
He's so gentle.
非常的温柔。
When he talk, never talk loud.
他讲话都不会大声。
Slowly, gentlely.
是很温柔、很慢的说
话。Self-control.
节制
discipline himself
就是自己很有自力
all of these are the fruit of the spirit
这些都是圣灵的果子
so when we pray we ask God to help us to we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit
所以我们祷告我们求神帮助我们能够结圣灵的果子
and to choose someone full of the Holy Spirit
我们要拣选一个充满圣灵的人
coming back to Acts chapter 6
回到使徒行传第六章
the third criteria
第三个条件
the third criteria is chapter 6 verse 3 full of wisdom
第六章第三节讲智慧充足的人。
This is a very important criteria of the work of God.
这是做神圣工人员非常重要的一个条件。
And this is related to the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那这跟圣灵充满是有关联的。
Because you know wisdom, this wisdom is not talking about worldly wisdom.
因为这个智慧不是讲属世的智慧。
It's not that you go to university, have a PhD, this kind of wisdom.
不是说你去大学有了博士学位这样的智慧。
This is talking about spiritual wisdom.
是讲属灵的智慧。
What is spiritual wisdom?
属灵智慧是什么呢？
The first one.
第一点,
spiritual wisdom, this means you use the spiritual eyesight to observe things.
第一点, 属灵的智慧就是用属灵的眼力来观察事情。
When people look at the surface,
那我们看聚会,
别人是看表面,
别人看表面。
But when you have spiritual eyesight,
如果我们有属灵的眼,
you look down deep, then oh, this is a problem.
那我们可以看到, 看到问题的深处的问题。
Every people see the same thing, but people give different ideas.
每一个人看到表面都一样，但是每一个人的解读不同。
For example, the apostle.
比如说这些使徒。
They look at this problem now.
他们看这个问题。
Some people complain the food is not distributing freely.
那有人发怨言说在供给上忽略了他们。
If they don't have wisdom.
他们没有智慧。
What did they do?
他们怎么做
？Okay, let's cancel. Don't disturb the food. So much problem.
如果他们没有智慧，他们就说那就不要发。
We give you food freely. You complain.
我们给你免费 的食物，你还抱怨
？There's no wisdom. If they do this, no wisdom, the church will problem.
如果这么做就是没有智慧，教会也会出问题。
If they say, ah, you guys just endure, right? It's free food, right?
那如果他们说你们就忍耐一下吧，因为是免费的食物。
No good.
那这样也不好。
Or if they say,
或者他们说
，Okay, we work harder so that you don't complain, huh?
好，那我们就努力一点，让你们不会抱怨。
They don't have time to preach the gospel and prayer.
但是就没有时间祷告传道。
But the apostle, they have the wisdom.
但是使徒有智慧。
The problem in the church now is not enough worker.
那教会现在的问题是工人不够。
So that we have to train more worker.
所以要训练更多的工人。
So that more people can be involved in the church.
那更多人可以在教会参与。
And then everybody will be happy.
那大家都会开心。
The church will be no hole, no breaches.
教会就不会有洞漏洞。
So that's why they see through the problem.
所以他们可以看见这个问题。
Sometimes we don't see through the problem.
有时候我们看不清问题。
But ask the Lord give us wisdom.
所以我们求神给我们智慧。
What is the crux of the matter?
那问题的问题是出在哪里
？Okay, and then what is wisdom?
那智慧是什么
？Wisdom means to decide what is right and what is wrong.
智慧是能够分辨什么是对错。
What is according to God's will?
什么是合神的旨意
？What is not according to God's will?
什么是不合乎神的旨意
？So this is another ability to discern.
所以这就是能够分辨的能力。
So if we have spiritual wisdom,
如果我们有属灵的智慧
，we can always see it was wrong.
我们总是可以看出哪里出问题。
And help the church to improve.
我们能够帮助教会改进。
We can always see what is right and what is wrong.
我们可以看出什么是对，什么是错。
This time when I go to Melbourne church,
我这次到墨尔本教会。
I'm also very touched by the way they handle matters.
我对他们处理事情的方法非常感动。
They tell me that usually the Sabbath service is for a whole day.
那通常安息日聚会是整天。
And the whole day, of course, they have choir, they have youth class, and every evening they stay in the church. The church provide dinner for them, for the people who want to stay.
那整天就有诗班，还有青年的查经。那教会就会提供晚餐。
Not only the lunch, but also provide the dinner.
不只是午餐，还有提供晚餐。
Because I seldom heard of it outside Taiwan. Maybe Taiwan they do that, right? But overseas church usually they don't provide dinner.
那除了台湾的教会以外，很少看到海外的教会会提供晚餐。
Because so much trouble.
因为很麻烦。
Spend so much money.
花很多钱。
Usually the church won't agree.
通常职会都不同意。
But I ask them why they agree.
但是我问他们说为什么你们同意呢
？They say, oh, because we have so many students overseas.
他们说因为我们有很多海外来的学生。
They don't have family here.
他们在这里没有家人。
They spend a whole day at church.
他们整天在教会。
If you finish 4 or 5 o'clock.
如果四五点结束。
Send them home.
让他们回家。
They go empty stomach.
他们空着肚子回去。
So lonely.
非常孤单。
Sometimes winter time, they travel long, far, go home.
有时候冬天他们要很远花很多时间回去。
So no good.
所以这样不好。
Why don't the church just provide dinner?
所以教会就提供晚餐吧。
This is not a big money.
那不是很多的钱。
You know, but you can provide so much convenience for the people who want to stay back.
但是对留下的人来说却很方便。
Not only student can stay.
不只是学生可以留下来
，The church member can also stay.
教会其他信徒也可以留下。
So there's so much fellowship.
所以就有很多的团契。
The people just like sticking around in the church.
那所以大家都喜欢留在教会。
Young people like staying in the church.
年轻人喜欢留在教会。
They don't go anywhere.
不想到其他地方去。
Wow, I think that the way they make decision is very wise.
所以我觉得他们做决定的方法非常的有智慧。
They don't look at the money.
他们不看钱。
But rather they look at the needs of the church.
他们是看教会的需要。
The church needs it, so we provide it.
教会需要，所以就提供。
Money is not an issue.
钱不是重点。
When I look at them, really God really blessed them.
那我看他们就看到神真的很祝福他们。
When you make a decision, you use spiritual concept. You don't use worldly idea.
所以我们做决定是用属灵的观念，不是用世上的一些想法。
And God will bless the church.
神就会祝福教会。
And what does it mean to have wisdom?
那有智慧是什么呢？
Wisdom means you have far sight.
就表示说你有远见。
You have vision.
你有远见，看得很远。
Most people when we see things, we only see very short term.
那很多人看事情都看到很近的。
We only do it day by day operation. Okay, weekly, weekly, monthly, monthly. Just think like this.
我们只是每一天的过，或是每个礼拜的做事。
But a person with spiritual wisdom, he always see very far.
但是有属灵智慧的人就可以看得很远。
Because only God can see very far.
因为只有神可以看得很远。
We cannot see very far by ourselves.
我们自己看不到。
But if it's filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是如果被圣灵充满。
Full of wisdom.
有智慧充足
he can see very far.
就可以看得很远
He can see far in the future. What will the church be?
他可以看到很远之后教会是什么样子
What will the church need?
教会需要什么
And we should start preparing today.
那今天就开始准备
In Melbourne Church, 10 years ago, they already starting to look for a new chapel.
在墨尔本教会十年之前他们就开始找新的会堂
At the time, they already have a chapel. Can sit like 100 people.
那时候他们的会堂就可以容纳100个人。
But they know that it's not enough.
但他们知道这样不够。
In future, very soon, we are going to fill this chapel up.
在不久的未来，这个教会就会满了。
The chapel, the old chapel is in a very good location. It's near something like Chinatown, but not exactly Chinatown.
那旧的会堂的位置很好，是在中国城的附近，但是又不在里面。
But it's very convenient.
非常方便。
But it's too small.
但是太小了。
Not enough space. There's not much parking. They parking in the street of the neighbor. They always complain.
空间不够，停车的地方不够，邻居都会抱怨。
So 10 years ago, they already thinking, why? How should we solve this problem?
所以十年之前，他们就已经在想要如何解决这个问题。
They have to look for a new chapel.
他们要找一个新的会堂。
Whether we want to sell the old one is another matter.
那要不要卖掉旧的是另外一件事。
But we need to find a bigger one.
但是一定要找一个大一点的会堂。
Because the church is developing.
因为教会在发展。
If you don't have a bigger space.
如果不有大一点的空间
，in the church development，
教会的发展就会被妨碍。
The church worker there has really far sight。
所以教会的工人非常有远见。
Finding a place is not easy。
但是找一个地方不容易。
First they bought a piece of land。
那首先他们买了一块地。
They think that well maybe we can convert them to the convert the use and then become a chapel。
那他们想说可能可以把它建一座会堂。
So they start the process。
所以他们就开始这个过程。
But after a few years of waiting,
但是等了几年之后呢
？Eventually turned down by the city.
但是市政府却拒绝他们的申请。
Oh, it's a disappointment, right?
所以他们很失望。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
Even though the city don't approve, maybe God's will.
虽然市政府不同意，但是神的旨意。
But the land go up the value 300,000.
但是这块地的价值呢，却升了
30万。
30万。
You know, whole cash.Even though you hold for 10 years, you will never go up 300,000, right?
我们知道，如果是
The land is about less than $1 million, about $1 million.
如果是存现金，怎么样都不会涨30万。
$1 million land, few years, 300,000 up the value.
那这
100万的地。
100万的地在三年之后就涨了30万。
So 1.3.
所以是涨
了 1.3 倍。Okay, so if God doesn't want us to build.The chapel here, God must prepare something.
所以他们想，如果神不要我们在这块地上建会堂，那一定会有其他的预备。
Okay, they keep looking, they keep searching.
所以他们继续找。
And they find another storage building.
他们找到
in the industrial area.
另外一个建筑是储存用的建筑。
They think they can change to the church.
他们想说可以把它改建成会堂。
So they struck the deal.
所以他们就买了。
But they have to also subject to the approval of the city.
但是还是要市政府同意。
So, more than 1 year.
所以一年之后
，Eventually the city approved.
那市政府就同意了。
But the seller say, "I don't want to sell you. It's too you guys taking too long."
但是买方却说不想卖给他们了，因为花太多时间。
Of course, we can go to court with them, but as a church, we don't want to go into lawsuit this and that.
当然可以上法庭，但只是我们作为教会，我们不想跟人打官司。
So just 1 year, but that seller compensated the church 70,000.
但是因为在一年之间，这个买方就赔偿了我们
七万 So the value it keep going up, keep going up. The church has more money now.
所以现在教会就越来越有钱。
Oh, and they keep looking.
他们就继续涨。
And eventually they find in the industrial area a big office building.
那之后在工业区找到一个办公大楼。
More than 20,000 square feet.
大概是两万尺。
It's very huge inside.
里面很大。
You can organize, you can renovate whatever size, whatever things you want.
所以我们可以把它改装成任何想要的样子。
Huge dining hall inside. Wow, I can sit 200 people.
那这大厅非常的大。
The chapel so beautiful, so nice.
容纳200人。
200 people.
那会堂可以容纳200多人。
Office, RE classroom, more than 6-7 of them there.
那总共有大概六七间的办公室跟宗教教育的教室。
And they built a nice, really nice preacher's room.
那他们建了一个非常好的传道房。
They said, preacher, next time you come, you stay here. I said, okay, this is my room.
他们说传道下次你来就可以住这间。
I'm really amazed how God provided them this.
那我非常惊奇神如何的给他们供给他们这些。
Including buying of the building plus all the renovation cost them 3.3 million Australian dollar.
所以总共包括买房子跟改建总共花了三百多万澳币。澳币。
This equivalent, almost the same, a little bit more than Canadian dollars.
他们澳币大概比加币还多一点。
And the amazing thing is,
那很神奇的是,
for the 10 years,
十年之后，十年之内,
they've saved enough money.
他们存了足够的钱。
They don't even have to sell their own chapel.
他们不需要卖他们旧的会堂。
They don't have to ask money from IA or other churches.
不需要跟联总或是其他教会筹款。
They've raised enough money.
他们已经存了够多的钱。
The land appreciated, members keep contributing.
地也升值了，信徒也奉献很多。
And then the chapel is ready now.
那教会堂已经好了。
And this coming May, they're going to dedicate the chapel.
那在今年的五月就要献堂。
Now don't think in Melbourne, most of them are businessmen and do big business or very rich. No, it's not like that.
我们不要想说在墨尔本很多人都是很有钱的商人。
No, most of them are middle class.
大部分人都是中产阶级的。
Working.
都是或是。
But they love the Lord so much.
但是他们很爱神。
And they have eyesight. The worker have eyesight.
他们的工人有远见。
They say, in 10 years, what do we want?
他们在想10年之后我们要什么。
What the church needs.
教会需要什么?
We have to start doing something today.
我们今天就要开始。
A worker must have eyesight.
我们的工人一定要有远见。
We cannot just satisfy, oh, today we're just happy. Oh, okay, 10 years from now, we're still the same.
我们不能想说, 我们今天这样就很满足, 10年之后还是一样。
The worker is leading the church, so must have long eyesight, but this eyesight must be given from God through the spiritual wisdom.
那教会是在, 工人是在带领教会, 所以一定要有远见, 这个远见是要从来, 神来的。
And then this worker has so much potential.
那这个工人就有很多的潜力。
And then what happened after they choose them?
那选他们之后呢, 发生什么事?
Chapter 6 verse 7.
第6章第7节。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
第6章第7节, 神的道兴旺起来, 在耶路撒冷, 门徒数目加增的甚多, 也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Here tell us, after they have selected this group workers,
这里讲说, 当他们拣选了这12位,
the full of the Holy Spirit,
充满圣灵,
full of wisdom,
智慧充足,
and then also they have strong faith,
他们也大有信心,
they have good reputation,
有好名声,
of course the church will grow.
那教会当然会, 成长,
the church grow because the church has good workers.
教会成长因为教会有好的工人。
So today we are going to select the next church worker for the next 2 years.
所以今天我们要拣选未来两年的圣工人员。
So to pray and ask the Lord to guide us.
所以要祷告求神带领我们。
Not according to our own will,
不是我们自己的旨意,
but rather we belong to God.
而是神的旨意。
If we are chosen,
如果我们被拣选,
don't say no.
不要拒绝。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
我们翻开, 箴言第3章。
Proverbs chapter 3, this is very important.
箴言第3章, 这点非常重要。
3:27.
第3章27节。
3:27.
第3章27节。 27节, 你手若有行善的力量, 不可推辞, 就当向那应得的人施行。
Of course, we know this verse talk about good deeds and charitable work.
那我们知道这段经节是在讲行善。
If you have the ability to do it, don't push it away. Don't say no.
如果你有行善的力量，就不可推辞。
If people are see people are poor, they need your help. Don't just say, "Oh, tomorrow, come back, I'll give you."
如果有人贫穷需要你帮助，不要说明天再回来。
But this also can apply to the holy work.
但是这也可以应用在做圣工上。
Because the most important holy work, good work is holy work.
因为最重要的工作就是圣工。
So if we are chosen.
所以如果我们被拣选。
If you are elected.
如果被选上
，That means God wants to choose you to work for Him.
那表示神要拣选你为他工作。
Don't push it away.
不要推辞。
If you are not chosen,
如果没有被选上
，Still thank God.
还是感谢神。
I've given the chance to be selected, but I'll just keep on learning.
我有这个机会被选上，但是我可以继续学习。
So we ask the Lord to guide afternoon election.
所以我们求神带领下午的选举。
Let's sing Him.
我们唱诗。
282
两百八十二首。